Welcome to the Great American Collectible Show, seen Wednesdays on the Sports Collectors Daily Facebook page and the Great American Collectibles Facebook page. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Pandora, and Spotify. The Great American Collectibles Show is brought to you by the National Sports Collectors Convention and Sports Collectors Daily. Tonight's headlines are brought to you by Sports Collectors Daily. For all your hobby news, features, and more, go to sportscollectorsdaily.com. And now your host, Tom Zappala, and Red Sox Hall of Famer, Rico Petrocelli.
Well, hello.
I tell you what.
We're here.
We are here.
Where are we?
We're back home, baby. Back home.
I know, freezing.
I know, really.
Florida was great. I tell you, I loved it there.
It was great. It really was. You know, it was good. Working with you was great at the studio at home, and we had no problems.
Yeah, no, it was great.
Except we sat a little too close to each other.
Well, you kept touching me. I was a little worried there. You know what I mean?
One of those things.
But, see it. Huh?
I'm really impressed. My name is Tom Zappala.
Like the monk.
Welcome to the Great American Collectibles Show. Rico Petrocelli, Red Sox Hall of Famer, is in the house with us. You guys can see right now Charlie Parrino, our guest host from JRI Cards, Stevie Verkman from Clean Sweeps. I'm still in the IL.
I know. Would you tell the watchers and the listeners that you're hurting? He's got some back problems.
Yeah, I'm still in the
IL. Serious back problems.
Going to the specialist on Friday.
Yeah.
I got a nice pack just in case.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Yeah, I have.
Well, you know, when you hit your age, you know, things like that happen.
Three herniated discs.
Holy jeez.
But they said that I probably will not have to be operated on. They can do it with some kind of injections, chainsaws, I don't know. Anyway.
Go ahead.
We have a good show today. And by the way, Lee Behrens, later on from Sterling Sports Auctions, is going to be joining us. What else? Before we get into Stevie and Charlie, everything else good?
Yeah, right.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, let's get to it. Steve, we're going to talk to you first. You have an auction coming. Actually, auction is going on right now. And you know what I noticed? You got a ton of single-sign baseballs.
Let's talk about
those first.
Yeah, there's some cool ones. We got some ones with some cool inscriptions. One of the big lots in the auction, it's a Sandy Koufax with the 1963 NL MVP inscription. Koufax, there's a Willie Mays with a 66 HR inscription, which you never see. So people nowadays, they just go nuts over these balls with inscriptions. It's amazing how much of a difference it can make price-wise. Even like Gary Carter with an HOF inscription, like quadruples the price of the ball.
That's unbelievable. As a matter of fact, when we did the auction in Florida, there was a Tom Seva HOF 92 or whatever it was, and that ball went for more than any ball that we had.
Wow, you kidding?
Boy, he's a great pitcher,
too. These are the big names. I mean, you know, how often do you get the opportunity to even find it or, you know, get it consigned to...
Yeah, no, you're right. Steve, what are the highlights, though, of the auction? Some of the real highlights.
Well, this auction is a little different than other auctions in the hobby. It's basically, there's over 2,000 lots. Almost everything is worth less than $500. So we call it our affordable autograph memorabilia and card all sports auction. So there's all sorts of interesting things in here. Pins, tickets, photos, pennants, bobblehead dolls, cards, the autographs. So there's all sorts of stuff in there. One of the core parts of the auction... Since December, we've been auctioning off this unbelievably deep Chicago Cubs collection going back to the 19th century. So there's probably 200 lots of stuff in here of programs, tickets, oddball cards, autograph cards. And this guy went crazy getting anything he could signed. He got like Jell-O and Post serial cards in the 1960s signed. He had league leader cards fully signed. So he's got Cubs signed cards of like Ernie Banks and Ron Santo that nobody has. And he had access promoters, and he was just unbelievable collector. So he had thousands of things signed, privately with show promoters that no one did. So that's part of it. We have one really fun thing. We have the Billy Goat game ticket from 1945. That's the famous.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Cubs curse. So we have the ticket from that. So that's fun items in the auction. We got a really cool collection of bobblehead dolls. A lot of them
You had a ton of Holland figures, figurines also, right? Is that from one collection?
Two, and there's another one coming up. We've been getting a bunch of those lately. But the bobbinheads are from one guy, though, and he's got football ones and basketball ones and baseball ones, and those are so much fun. It's weird. Like, they sell for the same price a lot of the times they did 30 years ago, whereas cards are worth 20 times what they used to sell for.
Well, I think it's the same face, same head on him. They tried to make him like the player, you know.
Well, but I saw one Bob Rico Petrocelli bobblehead doll, and you kidding. had a Tampa outfit on. Did you work with the Rays?
Tampa? No.
Who was
no,
it?
It was the Birmingham Barons.
No.
All right. The
I swear it was the Tampa Bay. You never worked with Tampa Bay?
No.
Well, maybe it was Birmingham.
That wasn't me.
It said Rico Petrocelli.
Oh, wow. Somebody lied.
Anyways, we are chatting with Steve Verkman. Steve, I want to ask you the question. We were talking about it before the show, before we went on the air. What's your take on the PSA-SGC merger? Any thoughts on that, or is it just business as usual, in your opinion?
I don't understand it. I'm guessing PSA may have done this defensively because they're worried Fanatics or another company was going to buy SGC, because it doesn't make a ton of sense to me in this market to add capacity that they don't really need. So I was shocked by it, and I don't understand what the benefit is to PSA out of this. I just don't follow it myself.
Yeah, I kind of agree with that. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Well, not to us, but to them it does.
Because, I'm sure it
no,
does.
I mean, really, if you think about it, because some other company buys it, and so that's a loss for them, you know.
Well, I mean, it's going to be interesting to see how it all plays out. So, what about the cards? You got a lot of 19th century cards. Walk us through some of the cards that you have. Besides the Chicago stuff.
Oh, not in this. In this auction is most later stuff. So, like, in this auction, we have a Tom Seaver rookie card in a 3. We have a 64 stand-up Willie Mays in a 6. This is an auction for, like, a real collector. So things, you know, that are mid-level cards, you know, some of it's real high-grade, oddball cards, unusual cards. You know, there's a run of top star cards from the 60s and 70s, some complete sets. But this one's more about the quantity. There's a lot of memorabilia. There's, a 62-year set. One cool item is there's a 65 Topps Leagues Leaguer card with five Hall of Famers. It's signed by all five, including Willie Mays and Billy Williams. We have the Life magazine signed by Joe DiMaggio and Mickey Mantle. We have the 64 Topps Giant cards are super popular when they're autographed. So we have a Willie Mays. We have a Hank Aaron. So those are very popular. Those are among the hot lots. So it's a lot of things like that. This is our next auction.
Pennants too, right? I was just thinking before you.
Yeah, we got some Brooklyn Dodger pennants, championship pennants from the 50s. Got some old
wow.
I love all that stuff. I mean,
it is cool stuff. Is this stuff that you've accumulated over? I mean, this isn't stuff that was all consigned to you just for this auction, is it?
Well, our auctions are always a mix. You know, it depends on what comes in. Any day it could change. You know, someone could come in today with 500 lots and they could dominate an auction. You just never know. But it's not some. It's a mix of our inventory and the consigned stuff. But the consigned stuff, you know, a lot of it's from one owner, so it's really fresh stuff, and he never sold anything. Mm-hmm. So his stuff, you know, some of it the guy picked up 30 years ago, and wow. He had a good – so it's stuff that, you know, almost one-of-one stuff. And then, you know, we have a whole bunch of tickets and programs, and like the early Super Bowl programs, you know, the World Series programs, the regular stuff and yearbooks, and, you know, all the fun things that make up, you know, cores of collections.
That's very, very cool. What about signed cards? Are there any signed cards? Very few?
Yeah.
Oh, there are.
Yeah, a few hundred, yeah. We have a big section in that. We have groups of them. We have the older ones. We have modern ones. You know, we have some of the current signed cards as well. So it's a deep offering of that going back to about the 1950s.
You know, an auction like this is again, we used to call it the 80-20 rule. 80% of the people that collect, this is right in their wheelhouse.
I was just going to ask you that. What group is it? The moderns, or, you know, in the middle, the 50s,
kind of a little of everything, isn't it, Steve?
A little of everything, yeah.
Like a department store, you know, like a good department store that stocks, you know, this auction. Like, you have nice things, nothing unbelievable, but, you know, but a lot of cool things and interesting things that you have. There's over 2,000 lots, so it's a lot of fun. Just so people know, the auction is over 2 days. It's next Wednesday and Thursday, April 10th and 11th. In our auction, you have to have your first bids in by 8 o'clock Eastern time each day. We do still use the 10-minute rule. That starts off at 11 o'clock. So it's just very important to have your bids in you know, to register and get your bids in by 8 o'clock. And there's a, you know, very wide diversity and array of things. You know, it's not like you're going to find a PSA 9, you know, 52 manhole in here, but, you know, if you're a collector, I'd be surprised if there wasn't something, you know, something cool and interesting that you might like.
Before we let you go, Charlie, didn't you recently buy something at the, in one of his auctions?
I'm the guy buying all the unopened product, vintage packs, boxes that I'll personally have graded through PSA before we open them on our show. Always looking around. Clean Sweep's a very good website, very friendly, and I'm always putting some bids in there.
Good stuff. Excellent. No,
so much. I appreciate it. We do have unopened stuff in the auction too. We must have 20 or 30 boxes of that stuff. We're doing more and more with that, and we'll have that in our next auction as well. But we do have a you know, nice offering of, you know, mid-level unopened boxes and packs as well.
Your website address, Steve?
CleanSweepAuctions.com. That's CleanSweepAuctions.com. The auction is Wednesday and Thursday, April 10th and 11th.
Fantastic. Great. Thanks so much for joining
us. Steve. Thank you.
Take care. Steve Verkman, Clean Sweep Auctions. Nice. I tell you, he's one of the guys that has been in this industry for 1,000 years. Everybody knows him, and that's what's good about it.
It is good. Yep. It's good reputation.
All right, let's get to our main man, Charlie Perino from JRI Cars. Charles, what's going on? Congratulations. I hear there's a wedding in the future in the Perino family.
It's my middle son, Marco, got engaged after 9 years to his high school sweetheart.
And hold on, Rico, guess who he got engaged to?
His high school sweetheart.
One of the Dollar Girls.
What's Dollar Dollar?
The Dollar Girls. You ever read his
Oh, yeah. The ones, yeah.
Girls, it's special, yeah.
He married one of the She's all one right. of the Dollar
great.
Girls. That's hysterical.
Oh, great.
Hey, Charlie, first of all, out of the gate, thanks so much for helping Rico and I with the fundraiser that we did in Juneau Beach. We had a lot of fun, right? It was fun.
It was a great time, yeah. Some items out there, and some were good deals. It was run so professional, and it was for a great cause. It was really fun.
Yeah, we raised $20,000, so we were very, very pleased with that. Charlie, we honored Rico. Rico spoke, did some signings, but Charlie was my associate auctioneer, and we had a lot of fun, Charles. And we didn't know what the first 10 minutes, we didn't know what the hell we were doing.
Not at all.
Right?
No. We didn't know where the items were, this and that. For not running a complete auction for the first time, great job, man. I can't believe how much money was raised. All that memorabilia added up. And some nice items. Really nice items.
Absolutely. Yeah, all right, Charlie, I want to talk about some of the components of what JRI is all about. So what is this new treasure chest giveaway? Can you talk about that?
Treasure chest giveaway, we do every quarter or so, we do a give back to all our customers to make it even more exciting. And every $100 they spend, they get an entry to win up to 100,000 points. I think it's $1,800 in prizes. It ends April 30th. Every $100 you spend gets you an entry. We accumulate all the entries on April 30th. The contest is over. And I randomize all the names in the top 10, all get points. We used to give out cards and everything, but we like to give points to people, which they can use on our site for purchases of whatever they like in that aspect. Yeah, but it's a nice giveaway. Idea. Somebody's gifted 100,000 points, which is like $1,000 credit. And that person's so happy because they can go in there and cherry pick all the things they like to see us open.
That's excellent.
Watching.
We wanted your opinion on the merger of PSA and SGC.
Nobody saw that. I mean, it's supposed to be, you don't want a monopoly in this business. PSA and SGC would battle each other, $12 a card, $11. I know they don't want to cannibalize their business and keep undercutting everybody. I just don't see how the two fit. I don't know how, it has to get approved because you don't want one grading company because they can control the prices all the collectors out there. And not that much room in his business when you're the cost of grading, you got to insure it. The shipping, SGC is right around here. They're two great grading companies, probably the top two. Beckett's right up there, number three. A couple of the younger ones came out, and some didn't survive because.
My concern is, Charlie. I was talking to this with Steve before we went on the air. Excuse me. So you have SGC, and they grade cards a certain way, and PSA grades cards a certain way. So what happens? Is there going to be more crossovers from SGC to PSA because of the value of the card goes up?
they're going to probably operate separate, which doesn't mean it. I don't understand how that really works. I think, like Steve said, I think it's a defensive measure so they can control all the grading that's being done out there. But there's that thing where a PSA 9 is worth more than an SGC 9. That's been going on for a while. I think that gap's been closing a little bit. I think in the end, the flippers are gone, so they just want a nice authenticated card with a number attached to it. But it's kind of gotten pretty quiet, right? Did they talk about a closing date? Is it over or is it?
No, I don't think they've closed yet. Do you do you ever buy raw cards?
Well, I used to back in the day and then have them sent in to get graded because that adds value. Not that much anymore. Yeah, we don't everything on our show is graded. The packs, of course, are graded. Baseball card exchange authenticated. Even things that we give out. We have give out free slabs, we call it, on Monday.
Yeah.
Every $250 gets you an envelope. We roll the dice, you get a free slab. Even those are graded PSA, Beckett, or SGC.
So what is your ratio with PSA cards versus SGC cards?
As far as how where we send, because we do free grades on our show. If you pull a great star, we send it out for free, courtesy of our program and show. We'll send some to PSA. We'll send them to SGC. PSA is better, of course, with the vintage. SGC's and Beckett's very good with the modern type of cards. And they, like you said, they all have their little niche. And you're asking PSA and SGC, where does that leave Beckett now? Like, they're just, you know, the magazine, they've been around for a long time also. So I guess it's all to be continued. As far as our business model, it doesn't really affect us. We're hoping the price of grading cards goes down. We'll grade more cards for our customers if it's cheaper to grade. And our customers can grade them also. It's part of the business that should really be controlled a little more.
What's the most valuable card ever in your breaks?
Boy, some Jordan 86 rookie cards that we pulled. One came back in 8.5. A sticker came back in 9. A lot of 8s and 9s. We've gotten 10s more on the modern side. We did pull Mickey Mantle about 4 times, I believe, 1960. Centering's tough on those old cards. We're not opening up cases of them, but we know somewhere in one of those packs is going to be that perfectly centered card. And that's the whole thrill of the chase to get that player and hope the grade's there. We pulled the 60 Mantle and 67 Mantle. What we're trying to do now is through these auctions, we're trying to buy packs that have stars designated on top. And if they're designated on top, that's a good little feature. You can almost look and see how the card is, who's going to be on top of there. And we did a Mickey Mantle who was on the back of a 67, and we unleashed that one as well. We pulled a Gretzky Opeach 79, and that came back, I think, in 8 a while back. So many. And our goal is to probably pull 10s, but our customers are so happy with 7, 8s, and 9s because they're the original owner of that card, fresh out of that pack that's never been opened before.
Charlie, I noticed you have some really high-end buy-ins. Can you talk about those? I mean, you've got some really expensive buy-ins, but the loot can be phenomenal.
Yeah, we just did a 69 first series baseball cello. First series tops always was jacked up more than stars. They put the later in the series, they weren't as popular because football was starting and the kids switched to football.
Yeah.
But the 69 first series, we had a 67 that we just opened up, Mantle series, but we didn't come up with Mantle. We did pull an Ernie Banks out of that 69 that came out of it. That customer was very, very happy. We got a 1960 up there. Baseball cello. It's the 6th series. Last time we opened one of those, Yogi was on top. And Yogi was in the pack number 7, spot 7 also. There was 2 Yogis in that 1960. And the reason why Topps did that back in the day, they encouraged children to trade. We had nothing else. But then, I'm not that old. But kids back then had no internet. So they would sit under the tree. I got Yogis. I'll give you Yogi. Yeah. For that Mickey Mantle or for that Yaz rookie card, if you were lucky, in 1960. So high-end packs, basketball especially, are really they cost a lot, but what's inside is could be priceless.
All right, listen, we are chatting with Charlie Perino from JRI Cards. Lee's going to be joining us later on. We're going to take a quick break. Hang in there. We'll be right back.
Since 1996, Brian Drent and the staff at Denver's Mile High Card Company have led the charge in the collectibles hobby. Mile High is a full-service dealer specializing in buying and selling cards. and offers a competitive consignment program for all collectors. Whether it be their computerized want list service, appraisals, or auction services, Mile High has it all. If you've been searching for a company with a selection of high-grade vintage 1888 to 1970 baseball cards and memorabilia that shares your passion, aim high, Mile High. Go to milehighcardco.com or call 303-840-2784 for more information.
For more than 30 years, Robert Edward Auctions has been the industry leader when it comes to helping you realize the most money for your baseball cards and sports memorabilia. In addition to their unparalleled reputation for honesty and integrity, they reach the largest number of bidders in the business and offer lower seller's fees, as well as generous cash advances up front on your valuable material. Contact them today at 908-226-9900. That's 908-226-9900. Or at robertedwardauction.com.
This is Brian Drent, president of Mile High Card Company. Is your sports card and memorabilia collection properly insured? For easily replaced personal property, homeowners insurance is all most people need. But for prized possessions that you may have spent a lifetime collecting, it doesn't go nearly far enough. Collectibles Insurance Services has been insuring for over 50 years. They offer a full range of protection and a $0 deductible at an affordable rate with no appraisals required. I know because they insure my collection. If you have a minute, go to collectinsure.com and learn more about insuring your personal card or memorabilia collection.
Hi, this is Dan from Memory Lane Auctions here to remind you that the renowned Memory Lane Collectibles Company has served as a beacon of light to the collecting community for the past several decades. Indeed, folks, it has been our utmost privilege and pleasure to provide the most enthusiastic collectors with an abundance of the finest sports cards and memorabilia for America's most coveted sports personalities via our world-class auctions. Whether you choose either a private sale transaction or the auction route, Memory Lane cordially invites you to reach out to us to maximize the value of your prized possessions. Also, it is not just sales that we pride ourselves on being the best of the rest, because if you are seeking a particular keepsake for your esteemed gathering, we will be relentless in our quest to find that special piece to fulfill your collecting dreams. So no time to wait. Reach out to us today for the purposes of capitalizing on our unparalleled marketing capabilities. Simply pick up the phone and dial 877-606-5263. That's 877-606-LANE, or find us on the World Wide Web at www.memorylaneinc.com. Now is the time for your valued consignment to ultimately become another one of Memory Lane's record-setting prices.
How would you like to own the bat that was used by your favorite player when he hit that towering home run or game-winning base hit? Now look no further than JT Sports, specializing in the sale and authentication of professional game-used bats. As the official authenticators of professional model game used bats for PSA DNA, JT Sports will guarantee the authenticity of any bat purchased from them. JT Sports also buys and sells game-worn uniforms, gloves, and baseball equipment. The unique quality of the collectible is what JT Sports is all about. Give them a call at 609-487-8003 or check them out at gameusedbats.com.
Okay, I'm back.
He made it.
Rico got his coffee.
Well, I got to tell you something. As I said, I'm on the IL. Yeah. And the best thing, I tell you, is this ice. I got this ice pack that my beautiful wife packed.
Yes.
Right? And you just put it on your back here.
Yeah.
And you
it helps, huh?
Yeah, you just lean against it.
Freezes the pain.
Pack your salami sandwich.
Right here. All right, listen. It is now time for our Great American Collectibles Blast from the Past. Now, I'm going to tee this one up. We're featuring my paisan here.
Me?
Yeah. And this little clip, and Charlie, you're not going to be able to see it now, but you'll be able to hear it. It's a short clip, and you'll see it tomorrow night when it is. But we're going to go back to 1969. And this is a little a vignette of Mr. Petrocelli at the plate, and it's narrated by, it's part of the game, Ken Coleman, the famous Ken Coleman. I want you to pay close attention to what Kenny Coleman says.
Rico Petrocelli leads off for the Red Sox in the second. His average is .309. Enrico's had 23 home runs, 49 runs batted in, and we're proud to say got more votes than any other player for the American League All-Star team. Drives one to left field, and we are tied way up in there for a home run. Petrocelli's 24th home run of the year. Out of there in no time. And the Red Sox are even with Baltimore at one. And he is now even with Yastrzemski in the home run department as he receives the congratulations of Dick Williams and his teammates.
Now, you never, ever, you never, ever told me.
I'm not telling you anything.
You got this guy here. In 1969, got more All-Star votes than any other player in the American League. You never told me
that.
Well,
my family jammed it, I think. All my brothers and sisters.
A lot of relatives in there.
I'll tell you what, man. That is an honor.
Well, for who? You?
Yeah. So, no, it's, yeah, to
All
be your
right,
partner.
Come on.
No. And you know something? You had a hell of a stroke.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I wish my golf stroke was that good.
Great no, job.
Seriously,
great
though.
Job. More. Chrissy, more votes than any other player in the American League in 1969.
I know. It's unreal.
24 home runs. How many did you wind up with that year? 40? How many did you ask? Do you remember how many yes?
40.
You each hit 40?
Yes.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Yours went farther.
Well, yeah, it's true. No. Right? Yes was terrific. Great.
Oh, are you kidding me?
But, yeah, we came in. That's the when Dick Williams got let go at the end. We came in. I don't know when.
Yeah, you guys came in like third.
Third, I think, yeah. And, you know.
Can I ask you a question? Did they have MVP voting in 69?
What, 1869?
No, seriously. Did they have?
Of course they had MVP voting.
Did you get any votes?
Yes. I think I came in second to, what's his name? Guy named Jackson.
Reggie?
Reggie had, I think, 47 homers, 48. Killebrew, those guys.
So, I mean, obviously that year you must have gone into Yawkey's office and said, come on, let's go. I want more dough.
No.
What do you mean, no?
No, I just didn't want it. What the heck is money
mean? Why didn't you hit him up for more money? What the hell were you thinking?
Well, I wanted other things.
Charlie, can you chime in here for crying out loud?
No. Charlie, I got a question. We were at your studios when Tom and I were in Florida, and it's fabulous.
How about the pizza?
And the pizza was great. Woo! So any plans to expand, or are you going to kind of stay there for a while?
We're still looking to expand. We're always looking to expand. We just hired another show host. We're breaking in a little at a time, almost like a quarterback that goes in a game for a couple plays.
Yeah.
We're starting to outgrow that a little, but we want to expand our show hours. And, boy, it is getting tight in there, but it's pretty big. It is two-story. I like the fact that all the packs we open are upstairs, as you saw with all the whole studio.
That's great.
We'll think about it maybe in the next couple of years or so. Very nice spot where we're at, centrally located in downtown West. We're 8 minutes from the airport, but we are looking to possibly expand because we have a big operation. It was always thought it's a family team, but we got – developers, we got a lot of staff, a lot of people that are on our payroll that make this show great. The research, the technology, the marketing, right across the board from top to the bottom, that makes the whole show. I got the easy job just going on the air and opening the stuff.
So, Charlie, how many people do you actually help out? I don't want to say how many do you employ, but how many actually help out?
Well, we got, don't forget, it's, we open the pack. There's all the technology. The website can never go down. So we got people round the clock, making sure the website's working, making sure items are getting properly relisted. We have sorters after we open, like a 28 card cello pack and there's like 14 different people. We have to get all those cards and sort them all to the proper, in our shipping room. Then we also, before we do that, see if there's any cards that will grade for free. We're not graders. We're not graders. I couldn't grade my kid's third grade paper, never mind a card today. I don't know how they do it, and they're not going to tell us how to do it. But we've got a good eye, which should be graded. If it's a Hall of Famer, if somebody's from a certain town and it's a Hall of Famer, we'll do it for them. Show hosts, sorters, we have moderators. You know, you got to watch the chat. There's always that one angry hater that's in there. We have to watch for that, but they kind of disappeared. We got the dollar girls that do the specials. We have people that type in specials during the show. So there's
a hell of an operation.
Great.
It's not just me. I'm in front of the camera. I'll do all the buying. I'm in my little office here buying. So I got post-its all over the place, auctions.
Well, I'll tell you, Charlie, we were both impressed with the operation you have downstairs and upstairs. I mean, I wish you could zoom your camera on just the sound effects. The sound effect buttons that you have. It's like unbelievable. Yeah. How many are there? About 30?
We try to make it exciting.
Are they near you right now? Are they near you?
No, Sammy and Marco, they're down there. I'm in my apartment, and they're downstairs getting ready for the show.
Because I was going to ask them to hit a couple.
I was going to say, do you think, and I know you've been in business a long time, if somebody wanted to start an auction house, I mean, do you think there's enough? I mean, saying, you know, that's what I mean.
There's
Because some people say, geez, this is
really merged.
There's too many. Yeah. There's too many. There really are. Let me tell you something. There's a lot that are falling by the wayside.
Yeah.
Now, you get guys, I know Lee's watching us right now. You get guys that have their niche, the Sterling Sports, the love of the games, the collector connection. You've got that crew that have been around for a long time. They have their followers. Then you get the mid-level guys like Steve Verkman and those, and then you get the Heritages and all of those. But I can't even fathom someone trying to start an auction house today.
Even what we do, Tom, what we do now, my son Sammy does all the technology, the listings. We're going to put the picture of the player next to the pack. He's all over the website constantly. That's a lot to maintain. It's not just one of those websites you just make at home. My other son, Marco, he's all over the marketing, making sure we're targeting and making sure we're out there, because it's all marketing. They got to know what we're opening.
How many shows, Charlie, do you do a week?
We do 5 shows a week, 6 o'clock. Some shows go to 10, 11, and we kind of stop at midnight.
So how many hours is that over the course of the week average?
4 times 5 is 20, with about 22 hours, and we're going to start going live on Fridays next month. So we'll be live 6 days. Sunday, we eat lasagna, drink Chianti, and relax. we'll go live Sunday once, Super Bowl Sunday we did it. But Sunday is our true day off. But we'll eventually, right now, it's 5 days a week. And we fill that calendar up. You know, we're cracking packs. We're opening. It's a show. And I know a lot of people are opening product out there, mainly modern, but we focus on that.
Well, he entertains.
What'd you say?
I said he entertains.
Absolutely. Right? Absolutely.
I mean, you're like Wheel of Fortune. You know what I mean?
Unique.
It's not just, you know, you crack open a pack. I mean, you have a whole production. Which is awesome.
There's a whole back end that you guys don't see. Like, you guys have your production. All I see is you guys and the guests, but there's a whole thing going on in the back.
Well, the production for this company is sitting over here to my right. She's the one that kicks ass.
Hi. She's the pulse of the show right there.
Oh, yeah, she kicks ass.
Nick's our other host. He's doing 2 days a week. And Jelly, his name is Jaron, but we call him Jelly. And our show is so entertaining that somebody sits in that chair, they turn into a different personality. So he's starting out, and he's going to be a good one. So he's like our rookie. Like, I would want our show host as rookie card right now. He's doing a good job.
All the different auction houses, they're unique in their own way.
Everybody
does, you know, what they'd like to do.
All right, listen, we are chatting with Charlie Perino from JRI Cards. Mr. Petroselli, why don't you tell us about our friends, hold on. I want to see something here, though.
Yeah, please.
Before I give bad information on.
Glasses.
Okay. Tell us about our friend Joe Drellick and the folks at the CSA show.
What a lead in.
Well, you know what happened?
Phony.
I didn't know. I didn't know if it was if it already ended, but it didn't.
Well, April 5th to 7th.
This weekend.
Well, the CSA show's proud to present the Chantilly.
Excuse me.
Yes.
I'm going to stand while you're
reading. Go ahead. He's got a bad back. So the CSA show's is proud to present the Chantilly Show being held on April 5th through the 7th. Held at the Dulles Expo Center in Chantilly, Virginia, just minutes from the Dulles International Airport, celebrating 28 years at the same location.
Give me
There'll
a massage.
Be over 450-plus dealer no. tables exhibiting in over 100 square feet of space, with both vintage sports cards and memorabilia, as well as modern-day, see what I put up with, modern-day sports treasures. You won't have to look very far for that special card, bat, ball, or autograph. Major auction houses and third-party grading companies will be on site to assist you with your collecting and authentication needs. See what he does? You guys.
What am I doing? I'm listening to you.
Some of your favorite superstars will be on hand, including Iron Mike Tyson. You know, he's going to fight again.
Fighting that guy, Roy.
Yeah,
Roy Rogers, whatever his name is. Yep. Jake Paul.
Sugar Ray Leonard will be there. Another great one. NFL stars of today. CeeDee Lamb, Tyreek Hill. Wow.
Good player.
He's a great player. Max Crosby, Football Hall of Famers, Barry Sanders, Emmitt Smith, Jerry Rice, which is a very rare public signing appearance.
Yeah, he doesn't
by
do
John.
Nothing.
No, well, John Elway.
He never shows up.
Many moreover, guests in tow. This is amazing.
I know.
I wonder if we can get can we get Joe to get us some autographs of these guys? That's his.
Call him up and ask him.
For more information, go to www.csashows.com. That's the Chantilly Show, where you can find all of your sports collectible treasures.
You know, Charlie, I'm surprised that you don't go to these shows, some of these shows near you, and you know, do your show from there. Have you ever thought about that?
Thought about it. Our production's so well in depth that where we're at's our home base, and that's where we feel more comfortable. We don't think we can put on the same show live there as well as what we do with our theatrics and lights and we got six monitors. We could. We were thinking about maybe just trying it at the West Palm location. We did it at the National 2 years ago, and we had to make sure we brought everything, which was at 61 Fleer. We opened live.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, it's doable, and we're thinking about our spectacle pack, which has Gretzky on the back, 79. We had over close to 2,000 spots. We're down to 875. Somebody's getting that 79 O'Peach Gretzky wear if it's a 10 over $1 million.
Charlie, what happens if you don't fulfill a spot? In other words, let's say that there's 20 spot openings. You only fill – I mean, will you eventually fill all the spots?
For some reason, that's a great question. We always worry, what if it doesn't sell out? But for some reason, it does. When it's 20 left, it always takes a little push to get the boulder going. 18, 15. Most packs are 8, 10, 12 cards. They go pretty fast. The cellos, what we do is a buy two, get one free to keep it going. We have a 70 baseball up there right now. Second series, Munson and Reggie Jackson cards could be in there. McCovey, Brooks Robinson. So we'll do buy one, get one free to get it moving a little bit. And we're not looking to sell these out in one day. Our time frame is about 10 to 20 days. Some things sell out in one day. We tell people don't wait. Don't sit on the fence and wait till there's three spots because somebody will come in and just take the last seven or eight.
So when something sells out, let's say you put something up and sells out in 2 days, when do you crack it open? That night, the next show?
If it's early in the show, we'll do it that night. If it's later, we'll do it the next night. That's why we're live 5-6 days a week, so we give everybody an opportunity to watch it live. All our streams are videoed, so we can always send you the link if you miss it. But when it sells out, you get an email. When you get an email, we'll open it.
That was my question.
The next day, yeah.
If Rico buys a spot and he happens not to watch the show, you will notify him?
Yes.
Okay.
You get a text. Well, we have a text messaging service now. We have emails that go out. That's all part of that end that we don't talk about, but it's all we make it so easy for the customer when it comes to our show and product.
That's very cool.
What we're opening. There's a dashboard. Our customers get a dashboard almost similar to Amazon, where everything they bought was shipped and was sent to them. It's all organized because our customers are busy. Everybody's busy. And they can't, where was my break? Where's my card? Did I get that? They go to the dashboard And it's priceless.
That's cool. That's pretty good.
I tell you, that's exciting. It's like people who like to fish, you know, you don't know it's where the fish are down there, but it's exciting to look for them.
No, you're right. I agree.
You know what I mean? It's like, I tell you, I'll never forget the time at the show, you know, a couple of years ago in Chicago, the National, when we had that opening.
Oh, Jesus.
I was there, and I never saw this.
This is when we were sitting on the stage and with Leighton Sheldon Vintage Breaks, and they busted open a 1955 Bowman Mickey Mantle that graded out at a 9. And the kid, his name was Chris something out of Chicago. He paid $500 for the buy-in and wound up getting $60,000 for the card. And eventually that card went for about $85,000.
But it's the excitement.
Oh, Jesus.
I mean, people were around, you know, and it's
That was
it's
a
like
crazy
craps,
night.
I guess. You shoot.
People watching our show are rooting for that person to pull that.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
I love that.
Packs we have packs up there from the 50s, 60s, and 70s. So they're reliving their youth while we're opening it. And you can open them at home. You can drink at home. You can eat at home. But when you go out, the camaraderie, everyone's wishing you good luck. There's a lot of karma going on there. And when that card is staring at me and I show it to the customer and it's theirs and they have the footage that they actually got the card from our show, they're the original owner, the founder of the card. It adds a lot of excitement.
That's very cool.
Exciting,
we are chatting with Charlie. Charlie, we got about a minute and a half left before we take our next break. Charlie, a little bit about your background. What is your background? I mean, you weren't obviously, you didn't go to college to become a Charlie DeRippa. Tell us about your background.
Background, worked on Wall Street for about over 30 years where trading was going on constantly there. But cards have always been in my blood and in my heart. Some people collect wine. Some people collect cars or watches. I collect unopened product. And I built up such an arsenal that me and the kids used to open them up by ourselves, especially around Christmas time. It was like a double opening. And I'm like, wouldn't this be great if people can watch these packs being opened? Because I was watching them, guys, you know, opening from their home. And it all evolved into just an expansion from football, baseball, basketball, hockey. And the love of this business, I feel like I've been in the business 1,000 years.
How long have you been in the business? How many years has it been now, Charlie?
5 years.
Right, because we hooked up right at the outset, you and I.
Yeah, right before COVID, we were doing all this.
As a matter of fact, I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, that you came on my other show first on the Sicilian corner, right? On my Italian show that as a guest. I remember that.
So we're talking olive oil, then we're talking Mantle Royal Ricky cards.
Exactly.
One other question, too. You guys said when we offer things, we offer shot packs. We have over 128 shot packs. These are from sealed boxes as early as 1993 for Jeter, 1996 Kobe Bryant. Over 100, Jeter, up to Otani, Tom Brady. We have about 8 boxes that contain shot packs of that. When we have pulled Tom Brady, we got a 9. I think a PSA or Beckett 9 from Tom Brady.
Wow.
When you buy a shot pack during our show, we guarantee open it that night because it's your personal pack. And we'll open it and search of those great stores.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Charlie's in the house. Lee is going to join us in a few minutes. Charlie, you're going to stick around right to the end along with Lee. And we're going to come back. But before we bring them on, it's going to be On Deck with Rico. On Deck with Rico. Hang in there. We'll be right back.
Christine Auction is a family-owned and operated online auction specializing in autographed memorabilia, sports cards, coins, art, and collectibles. Since their founding in 2010, they've grown to 2 facilities in Phoenix, Arizona, totaling over 60,000 square feet. Jared Cavalli and an incredible staff of over 150 team members serve a very large customer base and enjoy every minute of it. By working with leading authentication companies, Pristine ensures all items are 100% authentic. In addition, third-party authenticators regularly travel to Pristine Auction to provide authentication services on site. Pristine Auction strives to operate its business in a way that's honoring to God, their families, and their customers. With a strong focus on speed, quality, and premier customer service, their mission is to be the leading online auction for every level of collector and fan. Christine also works for Hope Sports and Identity Hoops International, traveling to Mexico to build houses for the less fortunate. Christine Auction offers several online auction formats with thousands of auctions ending each day. For more information, go to pristineauction.com. That's Christine Auction, the best in the business.
With record-breaking sales from everything from the white border T206 Honus Wagner for $3.12 million to some great items that support the Jackie Robinson Foundation, Golden Auctions has set the highest standards for the finest in sports cards, autographs, and game-used memorabilia. We're always accepting consignments of high-end premium sports treasures or entire collections. Please register for our next auction and bid now at goldenauctions.com. That's golden with an I. We at Golden Auctions are committed to providing unsurpassed customer service for the discriminating collector. That's exactly why we're the leader in the industry. Visit goldenauctions.com or call 856-767-8550. Remember, Golden Auctions. We don't just break records, we shatter them.
If you're a discerning collector interested in owning the most important pieces in the hobby, look no further than Leland's Auctions. The original sports auction and appraisal house, Leland's was established in 1985 by legendary Pioneer founder Joshua Leland Evans. And today, President Mike Hefner carries on the tradition. From the Tom Brady card and memorabilia collection to the famed Boston Garden Auction to high-end card auctions from every major sport, Leland's has always maintained the highest standards. Go to Leland's.com and get your bid in. That's Leland's, the hobby's leading sports auction house for four decades.
It's often been said that championships are won on the practice field, and world records come only to those willing to work harder than everybody else. Heritage Auctions is the world's largest collectibles auctioneer because we believe that becoming the best is only an invitation to the challenge of remaining the best. This requires the skills of the hobby's top experts, capable of identifying and maximizing value for our consigners. It requires the most visited website in the industry, courting a global audience of collectors over 1.5 million strong. It requires a dedicated press department that expands our global reach far beyond the entrenched hobby marketplace. It's hard work, but a simple premise. Present the finest collectibles to the largest population of potential buyers, and world records will come. We invite all listeners to put the unmatched power of Heritage Auctions to work for you. Auction evaluations are always free, and our commission-based fee structure ensures that our interests are always aligned. The highest possible price for your collectibles. There will always be new world records to chase, so let's chase them together. Visit our website at ha.com and request your no-obligation review today.
Hi, this is Dan from Memory Lane Auctions, here to remind you that the renowned Memory Lane Collectibles Company has served as a beacon of light to the collecting community for the past several decades. Indeed, folks, it has been our utmost privilege and pleasure to provide the most enthusiastic collectors with an abundance of the finest sports cards and memorabilia for America's most coveted sports personalities via our world-class auctions. Whether you choose either a private sale transaction or the auction route, Memory Lane cordially invites you to reach out to us to maximize the value of your prized possessions. Also, it is not just sales that we pride ourselves on being the best of the rest, because if you are seeking a particular keepsake for your esteemed gathering, we will be relentless in our quest to find that special piece to fulfill your collecting dreams. So no time to wait. Reach out to us today for the purposes of capitalizing on our unparalleled marketing capabilities. Simply pick up the phone and dial 877-606-5263. That's 877-606-LANE, or find us on the World Wide Web at www.memorylaneinc.com. Now is the time for your valued consignment to ultimately become another one of Memory Lane's record-setting prices.
Hey, I'm Mike Petroselli. If your company is looking for the best in marketing and promotional items, you'll hit a home run with Petroselli Marketing. With over 8,000 suppliers and 650,000 imprint-ready items, we can get your company the visibility it needs to get your maximum exposure. whether it be office promotions, wearables, automotive, sports items, and everything in between, Petrocelli Marketing can do it all. Our design staff will even work with you from concept to delivery and customize your products. At Petrocelli Marketing Group, we will get your brand in front of your audience. Contact us at info@petrocellimkt.com or call us at 603-880-3202. That's Petrocelli Marketing, where no dream is impossible.
If you want the best from Petrocelli Marketing, you call Rico, you will get a free pen. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, you will. No, some people have asked me about if they do out of the area where we're at, you know, my son's company is. He has accounts in Florida, California, Illinois, Indiana, really. So he can, it's simple now. Online.
He ships. He just ships stuff.
That's all. Yeah. I mean, he does a great job, believe me. And if there's any, it would be any problem, but he takes care of it.
Believe me. In Merrimackport, Mass. Can he send me a free jacket?
You?
Yeah.
No.
You cheap bastard.
I'll give you half off. All right. I mean, even the kid will.
It's time for On Deck with Peter Pezzoselli. Poppy, why do we always do that?
What?
It is time now for our segment On Deck with Rico, brought to us by our good friend, Brian Dwyer, and the great staff at REA Auctions. Don't forget to get your bid in by going to RobertEdwardAuctions.com. That's Robert Edward Auctions for extraordinary results and extraordinary service. Mr. Petrocelli, this week's question was submitted by a Mr. Bill Dixon.
Bill Dixon, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
Tell us about Gaylord Perry.
Oh, boy.
And the Vaseline. Did you guys get angry when he, I mean, because, you know, just kind of walk us through that.
Every game, somebody would ask.
And Charlie, jump in here. And Lee, you jump in here, too.
For the ball, you know, because everybody thought he was throwing a greaser or a spitter and all of that. But some say that he was really throwing a fork ball, you know, a split finger, as you say. Psychologically, we got mad at him. He was Fenway, and Fisk was behind the plate, and they didn't get along too well. So Fisk asked him to ask the umpire to check the ball. So he throws it in, rolls it in, and he checks the ball. Next pitch, he hits Fisk in the head, but he didn't throw hard enough to really hurt you that much. But whatever he threw, he was effective. I mean, you win that many games, you get a pretty good pitcher.
So did you ever see him reach around his belt? You never saw him.
He always did. No, every pitch he always
So he used to do it just to make you think.
A lot of people think it was really psychological. He was getting, what's he doing? Here comes that, you know.
Did he ever get caught? Didn't he get caught with a file?
No, that was another pitch.
No,
who is that?
Say, didn't he have some Vaseline caught one time on the bill of his cap that they showed him? You really do this?
Whitey Ford was something.
Whitey Ford admitted on his belt buckle he'd scuff the ball up after. You know.
Oh, Rico! I mean,
a lot of them tried. You know,
who was the worst?
Spitters, the worst.
Johnny Wyatt.
Well, Wyatt was. Yeah, he had. But there were other guys who threw it too.
Early Grimes.
Early who?
No, that was before.
Early
that was
Grimes, I think, was the last one that could legally do it.
Yeah, but what about Spocky Lyle? Did Spocky Lyle?
No, he had just a great slider. There were a couple of guys caught. They would put in recent years. It was the Pine Tar on, you know, and they were throwing curveballs.
The kid for the Yankees did that. I can't remember his name. All right, so that's interesting. So you're saying that, I mean, you're really standing up for Gaylord Perry?
No, I'm not standing up for him. No. Well, whatever it was, he did put something on the ball. But, you know, he used to get the rosin bag, and it, bang, bang, it would be a big cloud. And then he'd throw a pitch. I swear, he was smart.
All right, let's bring, Lee's already here. Lee, you got an auction going on right now. Tell us about it.
That is correct. Another offering from the four major sports again, and boxing and golf, and graded and ungraded stuff. There's always your headliner stuff. Like the three big ones are that number 90, 92, 33 Gaudi
Gehrig. What's that graded? What's the grade on that card?
It's a three, PSA 3.
That's a nice card.
Yeah, it really is. It's a very nice for the grade. This is a really nice PSA 6, 1953 Jackie Robinson.
I had that card once.
And I got a Jerry Rice rookie that's a PSA 9.
Wow.
And then some of the classic non-baseball rookie cards. You know, Peachy Gretzky and Jim Brown rookie and the Julius Erving rookie in a BVG 8. And a modern Brock Purdy PSA 10 in a prism Pandora.
Pretty cool.
The one thing that I got that was kind of neat that came in, and when the consignor called me about this and asked about it, I never heard of them. 1969 Topps baseball 4-1s. I knew there was football. I'd never heard of baseball before.
Joe, I mean, Charlie, were you aware of that?
Yeah, the 69 football had the 4-1s, and so did the baseball also. They would throw stickers in there, anything to make the kids more exciting.
I never heard of that.
Yeah, me either.
Yeah, that's what's so fun about the hobby is that, you know, you think you've seen it all, and stuff shows up, and it's like, well, how did I not know about that?
Rabbit holes.
Yeah, exactly. But this seems to be a test issue, but this consignor has, I think he said, a total of 25 of them. They're all high grade. He gave me four of them for this auction. I'm getting another bunch for the next auction.
Hey, Lee, do you do much? Do they come to you, or do you do much traveling yourself to go pick up consignments?
I don't do a whole lot of traveling. It's got to be a significant consignment to make the travel worth it.
Yep.
I'm 2 hours from the Minneapolis-St. Paul area. So if there's something down there that's fairly reasonable, you know, a lot of times you end up going there for something and then I'll go pick up consignments. And actually the last 2 weeks, I've went down there twice to pick up consignments for the next auction that, and I'm trying to get early consignments for it because there's a show coming up in St. Paul that I'll be doing on the 18th to the 21st. So I wanted to try to get some headliner cards to put on display at that show, and it's worked out quite well.
I wonder what percentage of collectors just collect, maybe the younger kids, as opposed to getting them, you know, authenticated.
You mean raw cards?
Yeah, we'll call it what you want. But, I mean, you know, guy goes in, oh, I'm a Philly fan, and I'm looking for Philly cards, and I'm not interested in selling them. But, I mean, that's a guess what percentage.
Well, you don't sell cards, though, do you, Lee?
No, not outright. I pretty much do all auction stuff. Auction, but
yeah.
To answer Rico's question, we had a card store from the late 80s to early 90s. And by the time we got out of it, that early 90s, it had already pretty much transitioned out of, there was very few collectors left anymore. Everybody wanted to do his thing and open the pack and find the best card out of the pack. And the rest of them didn't matter.
Mm.
You know, the chase card started, and it's just evolved from that. And you don't ever hear anybody that buys boxes of cards to put a set together anymore.
Well, but to answer, to add to Rico's question, if you have, I don't know, 20 Chicago Cubs cards various years, do you find, like, one guy is interested, as Rico says, in the Chicago Cubs, and you get a run on the bidding for that card from one person?
There, a lot, make lots up like that. You know, if you got stuff, I lot cards up that way by teams, if it makes sense, you know, to get everything out of there. Because there definitely are collectors of teams and different things. I've been amazed at how many consigners I've had that collect Washington Senators.
And yeah. Like,
sure. Hey, I mean, from back to the turn of the century, and it's Washington Senators. That,
yeah.
You know, you would think it would be the Yankees and the Red Sox and the Brooklyn Dodgers and all this. But I've had more collectors of Washington Senators cards than any
That's
other.
That's crazy. Jeez. All right, your website is?
SterlingSportsAuctions.com. I have an auction closing on Thursday, April 4th. Got to get your first bid in by 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to be allowed an extended bidding. Once you're in extended bidding, you can bid on any lot in the auction, but you got to get one bid in.
Lee, you do a great job, man. You have your niche. We talk about it all the time. The guy that can't afford that $1 million card, man, you're cut for that guy. You have a great niche.
Yeah, I start as low as $20 on up and to what I have on display here. So there's a lot of the in-between, and very happy with what we got and continue to do.
Thanks for coming by, Lee.
Yeah.
Wish you the best.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
Charlie.
See, I was going to ask Rico if the Whitey Bulger had anything to do with his MVP voting.
We have 10 seconds.
What? A little bit, yeah. He and a few other guys in Boston.
Charlie, thanks for your help also, as always.
Charlie,
we love
great,
you, man.
Great seeing you.
Independence for Veterans. Don't forget, we do a little charitable proceeds. Yeah. Portion of the proceeds of our charity packs go to the Independence for Veterans. Want to get that little bit in there.
Good man.
Great,
for our viewers and listeners, thanks so much. Rico, thanks for carrying me today. You didn't jack.
Right. I know.
But with that being said, happy collecting.
Give
him
a nice back rub, Rico.
Chrissy. The views and opinions expressed by the hosts, guests, or callers of this program do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Studio 21, Podcast Cafe, the United Podcast Network, its partners or affiliates.